Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
And a special good morning to everyone. What is my morning here? Okay, how you doing? Great morning. Having a little problem with my my switchboard. Oh, found it. Okay, great. Everything's going well, and today I have a very special guest for you. One of my favorite New York celebrities around town. You see him everywhere. He knows everyone. He's been everywhere. He's done everything. And that is very special, Tom Carrozza. Tom is a New York City-based actor out of Chicago. He sings. He's a comedic improviser. He's been entertaining audiences for over three decades, primarily as an improv artist, and he's a graduate of the Players Workshop of Second City in Chicago, and he co-founded the First Amendment in New York City. He's a member of the four-man comedy group, Mental Furniture. I love those guys. And one of his really major plays produced in New York City was called Area 51, the musical with songs by Noel Katz. He also performs at the 52nd Street Project, and he does just a ton of things. But what we're here today is to really highlight his new CD that's just come out, and it's called Zesty. So why don't we start, because this is what it's all about.
Please hold.
and musings of our Mr. Tom Carozza. Let's bring him on the air now. Tom, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm on the Nancy Lombardo
Show. Hi, Tom. Please hold.
Nancy. Oh, yeah, your call is important to us.
So this is your new CD. This is your new CD.
Yes.
That's from your new CD. The guests are in the chat room. Why, you've got a guest all the way in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Oh, no.
Alice House.
Oh, hello, Alice.
Oh, and Betty Jo Tucker just joined us. Oh, great. From Movie Attic Headquarters. You've got another radio show listening to you. And tomorrow, I believe she'll be interviewing Lucy Arnaz, which I just had on my show,
too. Ooh, that was a terrific show, Nancy. You did a great job on that. That was a great interview.
Thank you.
Loved it.
Well, tomorrow she'll be you're getting more introspective with Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Attic Headquarters. So, Tom Carozza,
excellent.
Zesty. Tom Carozza and I have known each other for a long time.
90 million years.
90 million years. When the Earth first formed.
Nancy and I co-founded the First Amendment together. She kind of glossed that over in the intro, but we were there together, and we've done a ton of improv.
A lot of improv over the years, a lot of comedy improv. And now, Tom, let's go back to your roots now, because you started out in Chicago. So you were, I guess, a theater buff there.
Yes.
How'd you get into comedy? Let's go that way.
Well, I don't know. A friend of our family named Denise took me to see Second City when I was 12, and I knew that's what I was going to do. It took me a few more years to take the classes there at Second City, but that was the beginning, and they were very strict, and it took six levels of grueling improv training, and then I moved to New York, and I met you, like, about 5 minutes later. It was... from then on, you know.
But when you came to New York, you were also an actor, and you were auditioning for plays.
Yes, I had already gotten my Actors Equity card from doing children's theater at the Drury Lane Theaters in Chicago.
Drury Lane, that's pretty impressive.
It is, yeah. There's only one left there now, I think. But
you've worked with some celebrities, too, like Rosemary.
Rosemary, yes. Yes, I was
Tell
in
us
a
about
little
that.
Play with Oh, you know, I'm still friends with her. She rocks. I see her when I'm in L.A. She had a special play written for her called Up a Tree with Rosemarie. It was also at Drury Lane, and I had a teeny tiny part, but we just stayed friends. I regard her like an aunt, and she sends me handwritten cards constantly, and she's a wonderful, yeah.
Very sweet lady.
I was 16 at that time.
16, named Rosemarie.
Rosemarie.
Now, Tom and I have also had the fortune to have sung for Barbara Streisand.
That's right. That was a heart-stopping moment for us, but we did it.
To which we improvised a song, and Barbara Streisand replied, "So tell me, kids, like, you make that stuff up the top of your head? How do you do that?"
That's very exciting.
It was a very exciting time for us, yes. And any other celebrities that you've worked with? Or?
I don't know. Celebrities besides you? Really?
Yes, I know I'm big, but
yeah.
You've worked with
Robin Williams. We've worked with Robin Williams, you and I, and Andy Kaufman used to come down to the First Amendment and hang out a lot.
That's true, and Bruce Willis was part of it. And
John Leguizamo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Kathy
Willis,
Kinney from the Drew Carey Show.
From the Drew Carey Show. A lot of people came out of there.
Those were fun
years,
Nancy. They were terrific.
They were terrific years. They were the best of times. And Tom and I, our first love is improvisation and improvisational comedy, which I think you would take that into your lyrics. Now, do you write all the lyrics for this new album?
No, I co-wrote half of the songs on the album Zesty. You know, the one you just played, Infinite Patience, is a crazy story that goes with that. That was improvised. On the very first day I started recording the album, something kind of broke, and they said, be patient. Well, we didn't be patient. We improvised this little song called Infinite Patience. Miraculously, it got recorded, and that's exactly that track. All we did was add stuff to it, like the bowling pins and the screeching car and the the telephone voice. But we never redid it or anything. That was a raw improv, and you can hear Rick Ryle and Don Puglisi laughing in the background if you listen to it closely.
Oh, really?
it's a little miracle track.
Who did the music for it?
Well, that was interesting. My friend Don Puglisi on guitar and Rick Ryle on drums. Rick Ryle is also my producer. He's the one who arranges all my music and produces the tracks beautifully, I might add.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And Dom Puglisi is the one who really, he's one of my best friends, and he was already recording. He's a singer and a songwriter, and I was getting jealous. I was like, wow, these are so good, these tracks. And I said, well, maybe I'll do a track. And he said, yes, instead of saying no. And he said, yes, and he lined me up with Rick Ryle, and that's how it all came together.
Dom Puglisi, very, very talented singer.
Oh,
actor.
Yeah, both of them, yeah, just great guys.
And Dom Puglisi will be on my cable show on the January 20th. Two of his musical CDs will be featured.
So you got
together with that, and you decided to put that together.
We were there to record another song that Don and I had written together, but like I said, because of the mishap, Infinite Patience was born, and I just like it so much. It's a fun track.
It's a fun track, Infinite Patience. And do you know Don Puglisi through?
That's a good question. I guess through improv. We're both Italian. We're both about the same age. We just became friends.
Your play?
Hmm? Yeah, it was one of my plays, Flats Fixed. During 9/11. I had a 3-week run. And
wow, I forgot about Flat Stick.
Yeah, I got bombed.
But you've also got numerous. If people want to Google you and go to the 1-minute plays.
That's right. I wrote a lot of 1-minute plays. So, in the Gone in 60 Seconds Festival. That's they're on YouTube, I guess.
Yeah. So you're also a playwright.
Yeah.
Most humbly, you're not saying that, but you're also a playwright in that you've written numerous plays and sketches and scenes over the years.
That's true. And I think everybody should write a play. I mean, if everybody would sit down and write a play, the world would be a more beautiful place, right?
You hear that, Betty Jo? You got to turn, I told you to turn one of those things into a play. Betty Jo has 2 great books out.
Oh, terrific. She should then.
Betty Jo, put your website up on the chat room for people to see. All right, if she comes back, she's
chat
there.
Room. Ooh, it's
yes,
so
the
sexy.
Chat room. You have some guests. Angel Lacrossi News is listening to you. I don't know who
All
they
right.
are.
All right. Hi, Angel.
And then you have, of course, Cocoa Beach. And then you have some guests in the chat room. I'm not sure if you can see it. But let's go on to another song now
picking the songs.
I'm picking the songs, yes. I want to be clear that I am randomly picking the songs. And now I'm picking my birth month, but not my date. And the song is called, hold on here. Whoops, somebody's in the chat room. Oh, okay. Thank you, Betty Jo. Betty Jo is BettyJoTucker.com. Okay.
All right.
So we're moving on to, it's October 2nd? Or it's
October 2.
It's October 2. Here we go. Here comes October 2.
I had dinner with some friends I love. I wonder who they were. These recent days are something of a blur. My recent vapid blundering has everybody wondering what's with her. I nod when folks are talking and I'm sure they're making sense, but I'm thinking of a sweet coincidence. The traffic in Manhattan is a cavalcade of fun. Subways are miraculous and new. I'm talking in a giggle, irritating everyone, and it's October 2. I drift along the avenue and bump into a cop hiding on the corner as they do. I'm drunk and I'm disorderly and haven't had a drop, and it's October 2. I'm high. Upon the ground, hypnotized by everything in view. I'll get myself together when November rolls around, but till this dream is through, I can't get sober, and it's October too.
Oh, very good, Tom. You got all these chat. I don't know. Were you able to get your chat room up there, Tom?
No.
All right. I'll just read you what people are chatting about, Tom. Let's see what people are chatting about. Tom, Betty Jo says Tom is an excellent voice. Let's see. Alice House, your biggest fan, says Tom, you are so talented and pretty darn cute too. Who inspires you comedically and musically?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question. I don't know. I like everybody. There's nobody I don't like. I was, you know, everybody's got
something.
Oh, come
on, you have some people.
Yeah, that's true. You know.
Hey, Ballard.
Gay Ballard. I love Gay Ballard. Carol Burnett, Lily Tomlin. I think, you know, women are very funny. I think, you know, usually, you know, guys like me list a bunch of guy comedians, but I like Lucille Ball and Barbara Streisand, and, you know, they're the Ruth Buzzy, funny, funny people.
But you like the funny songs, because a lot of your songs have humor in them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, so, that's true. Yeah.
So you would say...
I was thinking about it. My dad liked Al Jolson, and my mom likes Ethel Merman. Those are both very big voices, and so I think, I think I got that kind of showbiz style from listening to their records. I don't know. I like everybody, like I said. There's no
Betty Jo loves Kay Ballard, too.
Oh, she rocks. Oh,
of course
a great
you
book. She wrote a great book. You should read Kay's book.
And tomorrow on Movie Attic Headquarters, Lucy Arnaz is going to be on there.
Ooh.
So that's a good one to tune in tomorrow. Yes, so I would say, but you were inspired by a lot of comedy songs.
That's true, yes.
You know, and Lily Tomlin. And,
you know, Noel Katz is a friend of mine. We wrote a musical together, Area 51, the musical, and by writing that with him, and he's contributed some songs to Zesty as well, my eyes have really been opened up to songwriting, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the what goes, what doesn't go, and...
It's amazing.
So, yeah,
when I see a pianist, when you can hum something, go, it goes la, 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 in the key of G, and they go, okay.
Yep. Isn't that great? And, also the song you just played, it's October 2, this is just a Valentine to New York. I have another improv sketch comedy friend named Jeff Ward, who suddenly is writing these beautiful songs. That is a killer song.
And he wrote that?
He wrote that. I mean, where did that come from?
Did he write the music as well?
Yeah. I mean, I knew him from Surf Reality doing his sketch group Euphobia, and all of a sudden he says, I wrote a song, listen to it, and that was it. And it was, oh, my gosh, it's just a beautiful song. And he's in love with New York City very much, so... I guess I am too.
Let's talk about Noel Katz. Now, Noel Katz was the composer on your musical Area 51,
mm-hmm.
And how is that going? Is it a possible?
Well, I have no idea. It was a gigantic show. It had 23 songs and a cast of 19. It was really just huge. At the time when we produced it, we said let's make it as big as possible, and you know, just because we wanted to have a party atmosphere, but our fingers are crossed. I don't know what will happen.
I love that show. That was pretty funny. Now, if you want to find more information about Tom Carrozza, you can go to www.tomcarrozza.com. Now, can they order your CD there as well?
Hit contact me. It'll be on CD Baby soon. The trick is spelling my name. Most people don't.
C-A-R-R-O-Z-Z-A.
C-A-R-R-O-Z-Z-A.
Double R-double-Z. And so from that, you started working together. And how long did it take you to put this together?
The album?
Mm-hmm.
2 years. It took me
Wow.
Keep in mind, I was a beginner. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was scrambling for songs, and it got very complex. But, boy, and I did this late in life. I never thought I'd turn out a CD.
You paint. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody wants to ask you something. Angel wants to know, do you know the actor Mark Shepard? They look alike. No, but now he'll Google him.
I don't. Sorry.
No,
I know
Angel,
many Shepherds.
Angel, what town are you in? Where are you calling from? Are you from New York or somewhere else? We like to know Oh, you got a lot of guests popping up now.
Okay,
They're anonymous guests. They didn't put names on them, so I can't track them down.
Those are the best kind.
Anonymous guests. Anonymous guests 901 and 903 and 874 and 877 and 860 and 853 and 801. Welcome to the chat room.
I took a shower for this.
I know.
Yeah. I didn't have to.
You didn't have to. But, so Tom and Ivan, we love, of course, improv is our first love, and most Sundays you can find them. Tell them where.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Sunday Night Improv, which Tom Soder runs formerly it was called the 78th Street Theater Lab, but you can go to sundaynightimprov.com. There's a weekly show at 7 p.m. in New York City. Fabulous little show. It always has different, exciting improv
and
artists.
There's a website for it, right?
I did. SundayNightImprov.com.
Okay. Sunday. I'll enunciate because it's radio.
Enunciate.
SundayNightImprov.com.
.com.
Go there, and you never know who you're going to see there. And it's some of the top improvisers in New York City, including
sometimes. Very nice.
I'll be there. Mm-hmm. You might catch Nancy Lombardo performing there.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Tom Carosa is definitely a mainstay. And it's great to check him out there because he's very good. And let's have some more fun music here. I've got you all in the C section, this sounds like fun. And I do live in the East Village, so 10 Pierogi Girl might be right up everyone's alley. Here we go.
After mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered 8 pierogies, 4 potatoes, 2 cheese, and 2 meat. Gone within an instant. I had eaten 6 and still had 2. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. Surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my 2 pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. My 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yet my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, I'll never need a doggy bag.
True story.
I'll never need a doggy bag.
I have a friend in Chicago, Romaine. Everybody knows me with Romaine. And she came to Chicago. She's Polish. She likes to eat. I took her to Weselka, the best restaurant in the world. We both ordered pierogies. We both got 8. Hers were gone in an instant. I had 2 left. And she wanted my 2 pierogies.
She wanted your leftovers.
Yeah, they weren't even leftovers. I wasn't finished. And so she ate my 2 in addition to her 8, and she became my 10 pierogi girl. It's a true story. And, you know, recently I was in Chicago for the holidays, and we actually went to a polka place, the genuine old school kind, you know. It was called Polonia Grove on Archer Avenue. Oh, wow. It was, you know, 90-year-old people doing the polka and a live polka band. And it's really a wonderful
genre.
You
can't go wrong with the polka. The polka's always fun. Oh, we got more guests joining. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters gives you a big applause.
Oh, thanks,
and,
Betty Jo.
And you do look like that actor, Shepard. I looked him up. I sent you the link for later.
Usually people say I look like Mariah Carey or Sharon Stone.
Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's what I usually get, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, well, whoever this is, fine.
What do we got? What is Alice saying here? Oh, let's see. Hold on. Alice said, Alice loves this song. The Bulldogs are tapping along. You know what? There's your video. Alice Bull and her Bulldogs. Like
Bulldogs tapping
girl.
Bulldogs. Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be fun? I would love to see that with just the bulldog singing it. My Ben Brogy girl.
Well, you work on that, Nan. You let me know. You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for this to be a TV show. Somebody out there should turn the Nancy Lombardo Show into a real TV show. It would be great to have to see all these guests and, you know.
I know.
That has to happen.
But they'll only use the top of my head, and they'll put me in a box, and I'll interview
no,
people
no, no.
in a box, and the top
they'll
of my
give you
head
a nice,
will...
give you a nice couch, you know.
A nice couch. Just... I just need a couch. I mean, just stretch out, will you?
Somebody out there, you know, make the phone calls. Get this going. You know.
Get this going. Get me my own second
dressing
TV
room.
Show. I need another TV show to work on. Mm-hmm. Yes, very good. Thank you, guests. We still have people in the chat room. I think it looks like about a dozen people in there now. And listening from all around.
And I have to say, wait, I forgot something. My Tempuroggy Girl was written with Doug Nervick, our favorite
I love
guy
Doug
in
Nervick.
The world. I know everybody should have a little tiny Doug Nervick hanging from the rearview mirror of their car.
Or Doug Nervick bobblehead.
Yeah. Anyway, he contributed a lot to my album Zesty, and he co-wrote that song with me. And my gosh, he's
well,
just
I would
a
have
treasure.
Thought you had the lyrics, the Tempuroggy Girl.
I had the lyrics, and then he put it to music, and we both kind of finessed it up. And
I liked it. My Tempuroggy Girl, my Tempuroggy Girl. that's a keeper.
That's
I like
a keeper,
Tempuroggy Girl. And Betty Jo knows her music because she interviews tons of celebrities. And Betty Jo, if you get picked for today's pick with Lucy Arnaz, when I submitted it and they didn't pick it, I am just going to be like harumph tomorrow. But Betty Jo has a lot of great celebrities and movie trivia on her show. Really great to listen to. Ooh, I forgot. I have to plug one thing here, Tom.
Okay, go ahead.
Almost forgot because it's a very good cause. It's the American Cancer Society, a tribute to Horowitz, and that is this coming Thursday, January 19th, 2012, 8 p.m. And I'll plug it again at the end of the show, 8 p.m. Donald Trump will be chairing it, and Julie Andrews will be the special guest host.
Ooh.
This will be at Carnegie Hall, so go to Carnegie Hall.
I love Carnegie Hall.
Yes,
and
Julie
Andrews
Lola Astanova, she is beautiful and talented, so I had to get that in there.
I'm glad
to talk
you did.
About.
But Julie Andrews wrote a good book, too. Everybody should read that. It's
which
called
one?
Home. It's called Home. It's autobiographical. I read a lot of autobiographies.
You get a lot of reading in there, Tom.
I'm a lonely man who sings and reads. What can I tell you?
A lonely man who sings and reads. And you're cracking me up here. Hey, Tom, so what advice would you give, say, if someone was coming to New York and they were thinking
to get
of,
here. Don't wait. Get here. Move to New York tomorrow, tonight.
Get here. Don't
get
wait.
Here. We need cool people, and I mean, there's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, it's really it's a kind of a snotty thing to say, but New York City is the capital of the world. Everything happens here first, and then it trickles away to the rest of the world. So if anyone's listening and thinking, I wish I could move to New York, just do it. Get here.
Now, how would they go about that? It's like, say they like had never written a song or anything.
Well, that's what everybody comes to.
No, but how would they go? What should they look for? Should they look for... first look for a pianist, first look for...
Well, you know, it's different in every case. You know, some people play the guitar and sing, and some people come here not really knowing what they're going
to
do. They start out
wondering.
Well,
say if they wanted to produce, would you have some suggestions? Like, say, where would I go? Is there a studio? Is there...
It depends. If you mean produce tracks, that's a good question. I fell into Rick Ryle's world, the House of Rock Opera, it's called, surely by chance. My advice would be to do original material. You know, I used to, when I did my little nightclub act and cabaret stuff, I used to sing Broadway shows like everybody else, you know, Broadway songs, you know, or songs that are chestnuts or already classics. But I think the real key is coming up with original music. I think it's, you really got to get some fresh tunes out there, and it's a great place to start, you know, singing Melancholy Baby, but you got to move on. And
if they came to New York, say if they were singing, they came to New York, all right, mm-hmm. where would you recommend places for them to go to start singing or practicing?
It's a loaded question, Nancy. I don't know. You know, there are a few open mic nights around. You know, there's the Duplex and Don't Tell Mama and a few other places, but... You know, it's what everybody faces when they move to New York. It's like, how do I do it? Where do I begin? But New York, as you know, is very welcoming. It shows you what you should be doing most of the time.
No, it's true. When you first came here, what were some of the places you went to just like go sing when you came to New York?
Oh gosh, I don't remember, and I don't even know if they exist anymore. We are talking about 1918. So.
I was singing on a pirate ship.
It's a good experience. Keep those guys distracted, you know.
I was a cabin boy / lounge singer on a pirate ship.
From Arg, the musical.
Well, let's keep it going because Tom does have a great sense of fun with his music. And if you want to order any of them, just go to www.tomcarosa.com. Now, here comes
and
one.
And hit contact me. What?
And hit contact me. That's
yes,
true.
It's the
hit contact me.
There.
Alice is laughing out loud, she says. I always thought LOL meant lots of love. But
it does.
It does mean lots of love, too. All right, here we go. Here's another fun Carozza song. And guess what? It's a tarantula in the piazza.
A giant tarantula is born in the lab of Dr. Spinetti. The mom and dad were average size, but this guy's 8 feet tall already. He soon outgrows his backyard pen, busts out onto the street. Spinetti reels, some power lines go down, the rolling hills of Tuscany at his feet. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the piazza. Tarantula wreaks havoc in the vineyard of Cardinal DiBienzo. He finds he prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth, past drawings of ancient cave dwellers. He rolls a barrel out with his hairy legs, sips Chianti in the cool wine cellar. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Costco. In the piazza. Night gently falls on the old idyllic town. Everyone's avoiding the tarantula. Something out of work, Fellini has beat up circus clown. And oh yeah. Then there's Gina. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He's
piazza.
Written by Christopher Hoyle, ladies and gentlemen. Another improv guy who gave me that song.
That's pretty funny. Tarantula. And what was the inspiration for that, Tom?
He told me, and I don't remember. I'll tell you, the problem with it was that I had a giggle fit through the whole recording session because the images in that song are so funny. And, you know, I really wasted a lot of takes just because once I started listening to what I was singing, I would lose it.
Betty Jo says, more applause for Tom. Muy bueno. And I, you know what? I thought I had La Mala Pepita on here. I guess I can't find it, but I was looking for it.
Oh, one of our masterpieces.
It's a masterpiece, I tell you.
Well, that'll be another show.
That'll be another show. I can't believe I can't find it on here, though. And so that's interesting. So, okay, so tell us the background on that story, that song.
Well, Chris Hoyle is a wonderful improv guy. He's also a teacher and a songwriter and everything else. And he heard I was recording an album, and he kept saying, I have a song you should listen to. And it just kept going past me for some reason. I just didn't understand what he was saying. And then when he told me the title was The Tarantula in the Piazza, it stopped me because I like spiders. I do. So once I heard it, I said, wow, that's a fun song. It's a challenging song. It's got very long lyrics, very tricky words, and it goes really, really high and really, really, really low. But I'm thrilled with it. I think it turned out great. It's got that spaghetti western feel.
Oh, somebody's got a question. Who is it? Alice. Tom, who was the nicest celebrity you ever met? Who was the rudest? It's okay to be honest. They're probably not listening. Very funny, Alice.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to think about that. I did have a bad run-in with Soupy Sales once. He's dead, so I guess
so
I could admit that. But most of them are nice. I don't know. I haven't been too disappointed by people, you know. We love the stars, the great.
Oh, wait. I think I found, I found a copy of it. Let me see how I can do this. Here we go. Wait, here it goes.
What's happening over there?
La Mala Pepita. I'm trying to see if I can play it. Hold on.
For the rest of you, I hope you're having a wonderful...
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita.
That's me.
We left little Pepita. She was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her. No questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita.
Nice.
What a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers. When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
And you know, I don't know, it's fine. It's really going to hurt. Please, don't make me do this. Please, please, please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, the Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S.
goodness, think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death. Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poison.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Oh, my gosh. We were crazy.
That was Tom Carose and I from one of my... Which show was that from? Oh, was that Sex,
no
Lies, that Sex, Lies, and Babysitters?
Oh, right, right.
That was from one of my plays, Sex, Lies, and Babysitters.
La Mala Pepita means the bad Pepita, doesn't it?
It means the bad seed. Hey, you've got another great radio show. Tom, if you could ever get your computer, like, up there and working, this is a terrific show for you to work, to listen to. George Bettinger. George,
okay.
Congratulations. You've been on the news yet again. George and his wife and his son have a radio show that they run out of their home in Florida. It's called The Mom and Pop Shop.
Whee.
And George is well known for doing numerous celebrity voices. And you can listen to them today at 4 p.m. at www.hotmix106.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, try
yes.
and Google that. And I think if you, when you get to the site, if you press your iTunes button, you should be able to hear it.
Okay, I'll
try that
go.
One. So, George, this is Tom Carose. You've been listening to a lot of his. That was our little comedy bit from one of my shows that we did together. And Tom and I do all the voices as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was just both of us doing all the voices.
Yeah.
And we did that on a little cheap tape recorder too. So it was a lot of fun. So Tom and I have enjoyed performing together. We've toured the states. We used to tour colleges. We had some of the best times in our life working with brilliant people like Michael Schaefer, Doug Nervick, Joe Purse.
Chris Grabenstein.
Chris Grabenstein, who's now
Jane
an
Brucker,
author. Jane Brucker, Pat
Kim
Bailey.
Kim Sykes,
Pat
Linda
Bailey.
Linda Hill, Doug Nervick.
So many.
It goes on and on and on.
It goes on and on. Billy Sharlap, the famous musician.
Yes.
Used to be our pianist.
Yes.
Now he's an international pianist touring the world.
With great records. Get his CDs, my God.
Oh, yes,
beautiful.
His are good. But if you want to get Tom's CD, you should go to www.tomcarosa.com and press Contact Tom. You've got some new guests in here because these are 800 numbers that are listening.
Ooh.
So I hope your Chicago troop is in there. Anyone, if you're listening, just type in where you're from. I'd like to know, you know, I'd just like to get a gift. Where is everybody from? I'm typing that in. Where you all from? Okay,
yeah.
Tom, we've got time for some more music.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Seems impossible.
Yes, it is. I don't know. You say it's not possible. It is, because I expanded the time. I'm so sneaky.
Oh,
what do we have to?
You trickster, you. I didn't know that.
I thought we were signing off.
Okay.
No, we're not signing off. What have we got here? Let's see. Tom, was there anything you wanted to add before I go to the next song?
No, not at all. It's just been a pleasure talking to you, Nancy. I want to thank the people who are my team, and that's Ivy Vale, Rick Ryle, Don Puglisi, Dan Driscoll, and Phil Nee, and the great songwriters that have contributed to
my... Oh, yeah, who designed your CD cover?
Dan Driscoll.
Oh, your friend Dan.
Danny, very nice. Beautiful. Yeah, he's
a website?
Film. I'm sure he does.
Okay, Dan Driscoll. He's a graphic artist. Great.
And
oh,
Phil
listen,
Nee,
here
he's
you
a
go.
Photographer.
Thank you, Angel. Angel's listening all the way from Atlanta.
Whee! Hotlanta. Hello.
Alice House says, Tom and Nancy are my favorite New York City tourist attractions.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we still have some time left, and that's good because the next song, if you want to get a cup of coffee and pump up the volume on your CD, computer data.
Speakers.
So you want to pump that up, we got one of the longer songs coming. Yes, and George Bettinger, congratulations again on all the news you've got covered. Oh, Betty Jo is in Pueblo, Colorado. And my favorite thing about Pueblo, Colorado, Tom knows this about me. It always used to come on TV, these ads that would say, for more information, write to Pueblo, Colorado. And
I'm picturing a Pueblo in Colorado.
Colorado. So I would write for your complete brochure to Pueblo, Colorado. Now, they would send you this. Jessica House is listening. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, girl.
Jessica.
Yeah,
you know Jessica. So it's Pompeii, Florida. Atlanta, Palm Bay, Florida, Colorado. So I would write and get all this information, and you could get all this stuff for free. This was before computers, and all you would have to do is mail off, but you could even get a pony if you wanted one. So
the Pueblo?
Pueblo, Colorado. That's where you would write off. So that's my funny Pueblo story. Betty Jo, get that pamphlet. You can get anything. They had a lot of free stuff you could get, but most of it was information on, like, agriculture and anything like that. But
let's drive there with an empty truck and come back. We'll
what a
everything.
Pony.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Jessica. Shout out to Jessica. Jessica, say hi, Betty. The lovely Jessica. Hi, Aunt Nancy. Hi, Tom. And everyone knows, Jessica, you're my niece. But that's okay. I'm glad that my show's been on, what, 4 years? And they only listened to it when you came on? Thank you, family. But let's see. We're having a great time here. And, Tom, there's so many people in the chat room that this is the most I've ever had in here. This
oh,
is my first. Oh, Alice goes, this is my first time in a chat room. I know everyone will probably say that. My family's funny. I don't have any information, Nancy, Betty Jo. No, but that's where you write, Betty Jo, Pueblo, Colorado. Anyway, that's where the information is. She's laughing. Love your songs, Tom, and that's for Jessica. And speaking of, let's go to one of I love this song. This is a good one, everyone. Hey, wait, look who's online.
Who?
It's Joe Waldbaum.
Oh, Dr. Joe Waldbaum, Dr. Lawyer Joe
Dr.
Waldbaum.
Dr. Lawyer Joe Waldbaum. And
he did lights for us at the first event.
Joe, he did lights
years.
And he performed.
That's right, he did. And he has a single of his own about Oliver North. Remember that? He had a 45. Yeah.
And he's a musician as well. And
that's
he wrote
right.
a song for me called Nancy Don't Sell That Banjo. Hello.
But you sold it anyway.
Hello. Yeah. And I think, where are you in? You're in Connecticut, I believe, Joe Waldbaum. If you need a lawyer, that's the guy to find, by the way.
Or a podiatrist.
Or, well, I don't know if he does feed anymore, but.
Well, he'll do it for you. Just tell him you're
thanks
a friend of ours.
Thanks for joining us, Doctor. I don't know if you could see the chat room, Dr. Joe.
No.
Tom, okay. the I can't tell you how full the chat room is. And George Bettinger, 106 Mix today at 4, Tom. You got to check him out.
All right.
Hey, George Bettinger, I know he loves funny songs. We got somebody in Massachusetts. Well, Tom, you're covering the United States today. And speaking of feet, let's go on to What's That Smell?
Oh.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. A very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me?
Staff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell?
Oh, thank goodness it's not just me.
Rings a bell like fermented gangrene.
Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of liking touch to...
You can tell that some trouble is brewing.
wealth on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor a corpse since decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
Hot Mix 106, the Mom and Pop Shop. It's tons of old comedy and terrific songs. George Bettinger loves your funny songs, Tom. And Betty Jo Tucker says, gas mask needed now.
Ooh, ouchie wouchie. That's okay.
Today at 4, hotmix106.com. And you just click on it and join George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop Facebook as well. Also, go to Movie Attic Headquarters at Blog Talk Radio, because tomorrow's going to be a great show with Lucy Arnaz. And you don't want to miss that with Betty Jo Tucker. Plus, listen to her celebrity archives that she has of numerous celebrities on numerous films and topics. I think she even did Debbie Reynolds, Tom, one of our favorites.
Oh, one of our favorites. You know, everybody, Nancy and I just went to see Lucy Arnaz perform at Feinstein's in New York, and that was thrilling. Wasn't that great, Nancy?
Oh, she was. Say, happy birthday, Tom.
Thank you. My birthday was yesterday.
It's yesterday, but Tom celebrates it to the new moon.
And I do, so I'm going to be partying on.
So it goes to the new moon with that, and Joe Waldo, if you're listening.
I want to say this, though.
Tell me about that song.
Yeah, it was. I had a four-man comedy group called Mental Furniture, and it was with Jeff Ayers, John Coyle, and Glenn Heroy, and myself. And at one point, we had a little. One of our scenes was we played a Toxapella triplet a cappella group, and it was my idea to turn it into.
Say that again.
We were mutant toxic a cappella singing group in one of our scenes. We always said we were the opening act for The Elephant Man. Not the play The Elephant Man, but the actual John Merrick was the premise. But I always thought that would make a nice operetta. Some of the other guys weren't so crazy about that idea, but Glenn Heroy and I did, and we went to Doug Nervick again. Love that, Doug. And we got this far as the opening number. And
now, you know what I found? It very reminiscent of Danny Elfman in Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's nice. Very nice, yes. I did all the voices myself, and it took an entire summer I think I do over 42 characters in that track, and it was really grueling. And Rick Ryle, my producer, at one point had to invent something called character management because we had something like 68 tracks open at one time, and it was a big challenge, and I never thought I would record it, but I did.
Well, you had a request on the chat room. They want to hear Pierogi Girl again, and we have about 4 minutes, so in 2 minutes I'm going to say get Tom Carrozza's new CD by going to www.tomcarrozza.com, and it's also on this webpage if you missed any
of the
show. It'll
be on CD Baby soon. I just haven't...
And CD Baby soon. It'll be on CD Baby soon, but when you go there, if you want to get this, pick this up. There's. I didn't want to play all the songs because that... What fun is that? Go buy the CD if you want to hear all the songs.
It's 41 minutes of Red Hot Tom.
41 minutes of Red Hot Tom. Thank you, Betty Jo Tucker, who says it's fun here at Comedy Concepts. And George Bettinger, today at 4, you got to listen to hit Tom. You got to try and work that.
I am.
You're going to love it. He does all these voices, but he finds these songs. I asked him for Ico Ico, and he found it and played it. But I want him to find, if he's listening, Georgie, find Cookie. Let me borrow your comb with Connie Stevens.
Ooh.
Remember that one.
Mm.
So, Tom Carrozza, you've been a great guest today. And anything you want to add? Would you like
to add,
other than the CDs are great? You can also go to his website to find out where he's performing next. If you're interested in producing any of his plays, you can go to his website. I think he has a way of contacting there.
Yes.
He also has a lot of short plays for people interested in doing that. He also is available for private classes and teaching.
And mud dancing.
And mud dancing.
Yeah,
but I'm going to dedicate this last song here. I want to thank... Hot Mix, an excellent show, 4 p.m. today. I'm going to try and, if I'm not wandering about doing all my errands, listen in. And Betty Jo, if I'm not working, you know I'll be listening. And if I don't listen live, I'll be listening archived, because that's how I roll. I want to thank Danny Driscoll for his excellent CD cover that he did for Tom Carrozza. What
and
a graphic card.
And photos by Phil Nee.
And
N-E-E
photos
photography.
By photographer Phil Nee. That's what is it?
NEE
Photography in New York City. And, I got to do one more plug before I go. Don't forget the American Cancer Society, a tribute to Horowitz with the lovely Lola Astanova piano debut. It'll be July 19th, 2012, 8 p.m. Donald Trump will be the chairman. Julie Andrews will be, I have confidence and confidence alone. We'll be at the Stern Auditorium, Perlman Stage at Carnegie Hall. Go to carnegie.org. And this is going to be, it's the American Cancer Society. It's a good cause. It's a great time. We've had a great show today, a lot of fun. And so I have to dedicate this last song as we go out to my friends. Love you both. Alice said, great show. Thank you, Alice, finally listening to my show. You 10 pierogi girl, you. We'll have some in March when you come. Thank you, Tom Carrozza. Here we go.
Just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, more potato to cheese and to me. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My 10 pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the great
did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Thank you, and thank our special guest, Tom Carozza. To find out more about Tom Carozza, go to www.tomcarozza.com. Thank you for listening. This has been your host, Nancy Lombardo, on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Join my Facebook page. Love you all. Big kiss. Bye-bye.